When the world's gone mad, no better time for a cold beer. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a podcast for people that like the perfect pour. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, we're here. We're still doing it on the internet, and we're all here, and we're going to be hanging out, talking for a couple hours, having some beers, relaxing, and trying to
outside the school.
Yeah. Shooting some b-ball. Oh, I like to shoot. Yeah. I miss basketball.
There you go. Couple of guys that were up to no good.
Yeah, two or three of them
started making trouble in your neighborhood.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing all the cool, the fun beer geeky stuff that we like to do, and our listeners are gonna call us and tell us some stuff, and we're gonna talk over them, and we'll see if we can talk over Matt at some point. Matt's gonna give us some good information, beer information. You're gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna get out my field notes and start writing some notes, and then Nick and I will go blah 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 tangent.
Yep, take that tangent.
So that's gonna happen. That you got to look forward to. Some beer releases we're looking out for. All that, and that's gotta be fun. Before the show, we were tailgating, and I have I'm still drinking it to this at this very moment. Carl Strauss's Aurora Hopialis IPA. Carl Strauss from San Diego, one of the original craft brewers out there. And I had not had this for quite some time, and I was in the Save Marts, and I had some Slim Pickens. So I'm like, what's this? I always assume it's got a bad date. I was like, it's probably old. It's probably 3-4 months, but it was actually within a very good date. I think... I don't know if Carl Strauss does this with all their beers, but they do the Best Buy dates on theirs. And it was like, it was Best Buy 9 something. So I was like, oh, must be good then. And it's fine. Yeah. It's good.
Lots of leg room in there.
It's good. Left. Good six pack. What are you drinking over there, Matt?
I was drinking Summer Vibes earlier today, and I'm drinking a Monterey Street Pale Ale.
Whoa, you guys. You got your twins. Twins, Castle. Twins. That's what Nick is drinking, Monterey Street.
Yeah, I was. I finished mine. This beer is over.
Finish your beer. You got to finish your Monterey Street Pale if you want to have another one, Nick.
No, can't make me. I want to
Okay, then you get to go to bed without any more beer.
No, you can't make me.
Oh, I can do that.
Fine.
Well, there we go. Unless anyone's ready to open a new beer at all. No? Anyone?
Oh, I just opened a Red Bus.
Oh.
Vanilla Night Sky. Chocolate vanilla stout from Red Bus Brewing Company. Wazoo beer.
Wazoo?
Uh-oh. Contains lactose. Tomorrow's going to be fun.
Get some Metamucil.
Folsom. This is a Folsom prison beer. No, just kidding. Folsom, California. 95830.
Welcome to the Know Your Zip Code segment.
Know Your Zip Code. It's either 95820 or 95630. You be the judge. Culture.
Bingo. Zinc. We'll start with Nick.
Oh, boy. So, with the retail opening back up, some beer stores have come back alive. I think our local BevMo is open again.
Is it? What about Total?
I haven't been by there yet. but I don't know if that makes a huge difference because we always had like out of the barrel in any of our craft beer shops that are attached to a gas station open still.
Yeah. And it was, yeah, it hasn't hurt me at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have not missed Total Wine or BevMo. I think one time I was over there in that Total Wine area and I was wishing it was open, but it was a fleeting wish. So yeah, I didn't really miss them.
Didn't miss them at all. Yeah, mostly the market, I guess grocery stores have kept me going.
Right.
And the brewery pickups. Order, take home, enjoy.
I saw that Pine and Palm is, they, so the rule, like Sir Matt's been talking about, the rule is right now is if you have a food element, if you can tie in a food element, you can be open for people to come and sit down. And Pine and Palm figured out a tie-in, so Pine and Palm is now open for coming to sit in Pine and Palm.
Sit in the brew, in the brewery?
The brewery?
At least
outside. I think inside, too. I don't know. But yeah, no, you can go hang out at Pine and Palm again.
Wow. Looking forward to that. And then, just in case you're wondering, here are five beers that were far ahead of their time.
Okay. Oh, who did article, this?
Article by Paste Magazine.
Oh, Paste.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So, let's see if you've ever even heard of these and or agree. Victory Brewing Company, Prima Pills.
Nope.
Never heard of her.
Well,
this was first brewed in 1996. So they were catching ahead of the pills game.
All right.
Before the hipsters even caught on.
Yeah, I agree with that. I remember getting that beer at Whole Foods a long time ago, and it was like a special thing. I was like, ooh. Victory.
It's hoppy. It's a hoppy pills.
That's a good beer.
Brewery Amagang's Hennepin Farmhouse Saison. Mikey's favorite style.
Oh, yeah.
1997, they were hitting the farmhouse beers.
Look at them.
I think the first.
I feel like farmhouse is still just the same amount of popularity now as it was then, like
in 97.
Yep. Farmhouse is still
years later.
Farmhouse is still running at 97 numbers.
They're flatliners.
Yep. There's no. Farmhouse is just not. I think there was about maybe in 2012 or so. Farmhouse had like a small. They rose just a little bit. Their curve was up a little bit there. But their curve went back down. Everyone stayed inside.
They bumped, but they didn't stay up.
Right.
I'm pouring more beer. Good. Here's, I think, the first shocker in the bunch. Alchemist Heady Topper. First brewed in 2003. That's way early prediction for the haze craze.
Right. And they had the whole thing where they want you to drink it from the can because they're scared. They didn't want you to see what it looked like.
Yeah. Like, they'll hate it if they see
it. Don't pour it out. Just drink it from the can. Don't worry about what it looks like. It's so better in the can. And now it's like people want to see junk. They don't want to see through their beer.
Yeah. Give me more junk in my beer. One I've never heard of, Funky Buddha Brewing Maple Bacon Coffee Porter.
All right.
I guess pre-gaming the pastry stout.
Pastry stout pre.
Ahead this of the was 2011.
Times. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And finally, Westbrook Brewing Goes.
Oh, that's a good beer.
This was 2012.
But like, still goes aren't really a.
Like, yeah, I think their surge is over.
Their surge happened when that beer was popular.
So not so much ahead of its time as it was just like, on time.
It was the time.
It was on time.
Yeah, but that was a good beer. I wouldn't mind having that again. Wow.
So there you go. Five beers ahead of their time.
Beast Magazine does it again.
Yeah. Is there any you can think of?
Oh. Ahead of their time beer. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Boy.
Man, I don't know. Miller Genuine Draft.
Perfect. Ahead of its time.
Yeah. People didn't realize how good you can make something from draft that tastes like a draft beer in a bottle.
The first beer to put bros before hoes.
Mm-hmm. Keystone Light specially lined can.
Oh.
They ushered in the specially lined can era.
Yeah. Okay. Does that lead to the Coors Light wide mouth can?
Right. Yeah. It led to all kinds of fuckery with cans.
Can fuckery.
Wow.
That's Bud Lightus Long Neckus ahead of its time.
Yeah. Everyone can agree with that. Was that what you got?
There's my culture.
All right.
You guys have fun with that.
Think about it.
Matt. Take it home. Sit with it.
I don't have anything this week.
Culture doesn't have anything. Dear God, sir.
Been busy doing other things. Sorry.
Yeah. New house and all. And all the world outside happening. And we like to try to stay walled off with them when we're in the show. But sometimes the real world comes through. And so this week I've been obviously, I think, all of us, hopefully, I assume, has just sort of been watching everything that's happening and just trying to, me as a dopey ass dope boy, just trying to, listen to everybody that knows what they're talking about. I feel shitty about not talking about, like the African American community and in craft beer and stuff more before. It just sort of took it for granted now. And it sucks that something so, so terrible makes you have to start paying attention to all this stuff more. And, so it's just been, watching, just trying to be smarter about, the black community that's in craft beer and I feel like we follow it, but not really interact with it. So, but, just some cool stuff to be checking out that I noticed this week. And, there is a collab, one brewery, a black owned brewery started a collab beer, like the all together beer that's going around now. This one's, going to be benefiting, I gotta look up what exactly it's benefiting, but if you go to blackisbeautiful.beer, it has all the rules for making this collab beer that everyone can make. And it's started by Weathered Souls Brewing in San Antonio and Definitive Brewing Company in Portland, Maine is it looks like one of the first breweries to join in on this. But so if you go to blackisbeautiful.beer, you can see it has all the, layout of like, this is the kind of beer you make, and these are, this is the artwork for it, and just hoping that everyone can do, make their own version of it. And so that's something cool for the beer community to check out for all this stuff. And if you look at our Twitter feed, I've been trying to tweet out some of the stuff to pay attention to. And there's going to be a brewery festival. Like, I think it was going to, I think I saw it before, and it was going to be an in-person festival, but now it's digital. The America's First Black Brew Fest. It's at Fresh Fest, digifest.com. Fresh Fest, digifest.com. That's going to be on August 8th. It looks like sort of like, I know, it's going to be kind of like the one, not, it wasn't a brewery festival, but the one that Bitwise had a couple weeks ago or a week ago, where it's like on Zoom and everyone's hanging out and stuff. Yeah. I did notice a podcast, a couple of black gentlemen do a beer, craft beer podcast that they've been doing it for a while. And I don't know why I hadn't noticed it before, but called Drinking Partners. And I listened to it today for the first time, and it was a pretty good show. So you podcast listeners might want to check that out. LA is going to be getting, I think there's like two new black-owned breweries that it's going to be coming online pretty soon in Los Angeles. God damn it. Why didn't I write that down? I think I have
way
it.
Way to go.
Way to go, Mikey.
Way to go. You just pulled a Nick. Way to go.
Yeah, I know. I'm pulling a Nick over here. Jeez. I'll try and put some links in our show notes. And so look in the show notes for some links to stuff, because apparently I thought I was going to have this and I don't. And I'm probably going to do one for the newsletter, the Drinking and Thinking newsletter. So with some links, but just paying attention to the culture and just seeing what everyone's up to, and just trying to be more educated about everything that's going on with that stuff. No, I'm not going to find it. Okay. So there you go. Just there.
Yeah, very nice.
I think I'm ready for, speaking of all this togetherness and making collab beers.
Oh, me. What is he doing now?
What is he up to now?
I love gold.
Oh, Louis, are you okay? Louis's coughing. He's having some cracker blowback. This one, a new one. This is my first all together beer. This is the Urban Roots' version of the all together beer. This one's for the worldwide collab brew to support hospitality professionals. It's an IPA. It's 6.5 ABV. We can't play the ABV game. It's so annoying. But somehow, the Zoom, the Friday night listener, Perfect Poor Listener Zoom, they play ABV game all the time. I played it, and I still, like, it just, you just sort of randomly guess. You don't get to really, you'll get to taste it. You're just like, I feel like it's a 6.5. But I saw Urban Roots. I'm like, I got this. I didn't want to go in the shell, Moro shell, because of what you've referenced before, Matt, as it just feels dirty when I'm in there. Nothing against Rochelle. It's just going into mini marts in general right now. It just doesn't feel inviting. But I went in there anyway, and it's like that magic of when you haven't gone into a bottle shop or whatever it is for like a long time. So you see all these beers you like haven't seen before in person. I was just like overwhelmed. I could not decide on a beer for a while. I finally just picked this one, And it's pretty good. I'm going to blame because they're, you know, doing sort of within the guidelines of the all together, but it's just like a nice sort of IPA. It's not like, you know, Urban Roots, I'm used to being blown away or something, but this is just a pleasant IPA, which is not bad.
Socks are still on.
Socks are still on, but I'm also appreciating it.
If I call you tonight and leave you a voicemail, will you drink all the beer and tell me your sorry?
Yeah, you can get on the show and you have stuff you want to talk about. You can talk about it with us. 559-492-0542. That's our voicemail line for the whole network of podcasts here we have. And then you can also email us something, record something, and then email it to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. But we're going to start off with some traditional voicemails. And let's see, who's this going to be? You got a guess?
G-Bear.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? It's Vern from Temecula.
Ah, it's Vern.
What?
And I was listening to the podcast, and I had to pause to give Matt a shout-out for making you remember that Coffee Brown from pre-buyout St. Archer, that was a damn good beer. And now that they're back, or now that even if they've sold out, they should still bring that beer back because it was that damn good.
Oh, make it anymore.
Temecula.
Yeah, Temecula. So they don't make the coffee brown anymore?
Who knows? How would we even know?
Who knows? I don't think we would.
The St. Archer is one of the weirdest buyout, the post buyout life breweries, because a brewery gets bought out and then you see them a lot and then they're all over the place and they're in the grocery stores and you're like, yeah, buyout beer. St. Archer it seemed like it went away. They got bought out and just like
it got less.
Yeah.
Like, less prevalent.
Let's go distribute less. I mean, I think it's still there. It may be one of those things where you just don't, you know, it's out of mind, so your mind doesn't see it, and maybe it's there everywhere. I'm not seeing it, but.
It's there. I promise.
That's one of the weird ones.
Yeah. Let's buy it out and then not do anything with it. Let's
buy it out and then move on to something else.
That's how much money we have.
Hey,
we
can buy it, not do anything. Paul here. I'm calling to announce that I just bought my first six pack of post buyout, or is it neo post buyout, Sculpin.
Oh,
it's 5 weeks
old. How does
old.
He know?
I know five at this point old? It is somewhat independently owned, so I just thought, what the fuck?
Mildly.
It's $12.99 for a six pack, unlike what it used to be, which was $14.99 a six pack. Anyway, yes. 5 weeks
they
old,
the price.
Maybe a little older than I would like, but, you know, within the reasonable range of IPAs. And it's just okay. I remember Sculpin being phenomenal, amazing. I'm sure that in the Constellation era, they probably cheapened their ingredients and all that. So, and I doubt that they've changed any of those procedures. Yeah, despite the new ownership, it, you know, perfectly acceptable IPA, but I will not buy any more. But I just thought I had to do it just because I knew that it was independently owned. So what the fuck? I got my first independently owned Sculpin in about 5 or 6 years. So there you go. I'm glad to hear, Chef, that I inspired you to take a little break from beer. I went 2 weeks.
Whoa.
And then I had some beer. And then I went another 5 days.
And yeah, that's cool. And you're like, you know what?
That was the goal, is to see if I could take a break and then not just have beer every single day. And that's what I'm doing successfully so far, and it's good. So, you know, basically, if I have beer, then I just say, okay, this was my beer day, and the next few days are no beer days. And if I can keep that going, I'm good. If not, then I'm a fucking loser, and I have to quit for good. So that's the goal, is to give it a rest, and consistently give it a rest. Because I don't want to have to give it up for good, because I love it so much. Anyway, Matt, did I just hear that you bought a house? Congratulations. Only in Fresno can a guy who works at a brewery buy a house.
Boom.
Because in the Bay Area, I know people who are doctors in the Bay Area who can't afford to buy a house. So, you know,
eat it.
Man, Fresno is the promised land, as far as I can tell. I mean, Fresno's got great people, great beer, fucked up summer weather, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, that's awesome, Matt. I'm incredibly happy for you. On that note, guys, check your dates, especially your sculpin dates, and wash your hands. And keep up the good work.
Check the
sculpin. Bye.
Bye. Wow, our first report. First report on the sculpin.
He didn't say it had the Indy logo, though.
Yeah, but I mean, he's right. It's 5 weeks old, so that's post buyout.
I don't trust it. I want to see the logo.
But I will be when I see that. I mean, I like to hear that it was $12.99 because that's a significant drop.
Oh, you think Grapefruit will be the same price?
What would be?
Do you think the Grapefruit Sculpin will be the same price?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I want to try the Grapefruit Sculpin. I want to try, what was it, Big Fish? Is that one of them? Fish face.
I'll take a fish face.
Well, that's a good report.
I don't know how Paul heard that. He doesn't have social media.
About his house?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got cheersed on it. I think your brother cheersed you. I think that's
what
got on the show.
Damn it, Nick.
I think that was it. It was something. We talked about it on the show.
Son of a bitch.
It was mentioned. There you go, everybody. Hey, brewing industry. Hear what Paul just said. Somebody that works at a brewery was able to purchase a home. That's Fresno, baby.
If you like breweries and owning a house, Fresno is the place.
There you go. If you want to work at a brewery and still own a house, you can come to Fresno.
Fresno. Land of opportunity.
Opportunistic. Well, that was the traditional,
and six In-N-Outs.
Yep. Fresno boasts six In-N-Outs, three freeways. Actually, four freeways, sorry. Four freeways, buddy. Huh?
Yeah.
Look at us.
Wow.
Four freeways.
Three Costcos.
Three of them. Wow. Wait.
That's right.
One of them in Clovis.
Uh-oh.
I think it's
just... it is now in Clovis, isn't it?
Just a region.
We used to have three Costcos.
We lost a Costco to Clovis. Yeah.
God dang it.
So terrible.
Two Starbucks per corner.
Plenty of Starbucks. All the Starbucks you need. We got them. And that's all the traditional voicemails. And what?
And a partridge in a heat wave.
Yeah. Got that. You just got to find somebody at the pool.
That's right.
You're all good. And now we got some email voicemails. A little bit more than last week, huh?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Perfect Pour? It is Colin and Jenny.
What's up?
We're recording from our bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
So here we go.
It's exit time.
There shouldn't be any annoying birds or anything.
No birds.
We just might have a dog.
Fuck you, bird! Sorry.
No, 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 no. Here. So there's a couple things we want to talk about.
Totally.
I got an electric bike.
She did.
Which I know most of you, many of you might scoff at.
Nick will love it.
He's like, electric bike.
But you can ride it as a normal bike, which I would do most of the time.
Probably never.
But going uphill, it's really nice because I'm not nearly as fit as Colin is. And so to keep up with him on his one wheel, it's actually a good form of transportation for me. So then we were thinking, can we drive these bikes, you know, our bike and our one wheel and shit to breweries? And then I was like, yeah, but what if we're too drunk to drive home? So we actually asked one of our local breweries periodic. We're like, so if we get too drunk, can we leave our bike here?
The answer was yes, you can.
Yeah.
In the brew house, there's lots of room.
Isn't that nice? So,
yeah, right by a fermenter.
So just FYI, Colorado is bike drunk friendly.
Apparently. I don't know. I think everyone should.
Yeah. We one of our other favorite breweries, Four Noses, had some really cool releases of a How to Train Your Nelson and Kiwis Drinking Kiwis. So we sent you guys one of each of those and a cookies and cream for Nick. Mikey, please distribute appropriately.
Mikey, get that over here.
You know what? I think Mikey's going to just fine. He's going to give those
beers. He's going to do what he wants.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I'm going to edit this out. We've been having fun this weekend because this is the first weekend we can actually go to breweries.
So yeah, we're in phase two, so we can actually
phase
go to breweries.
Two.
They set you, and then they bring you beers. Mm-hmm. And the breweries we go to are really chill about it. We've been having a good
time. You just
time.
Have to wear your mask if you're like going to the bathroom or going up to the bar. But other than that,
damn's the rules.
You're sitting at your table. It's cool. And we hung out with some friends that we wouldn't normally Zoom with. So that was really fun.
It was the best.
We had
it
a good time. Cool. Yeah. I got my hair done.
Yeah.
Like all this stuff is happening. It's like really great. Like normalcy is seeping in, which
we're pretty
really nice.
About it, yeah.
Except for what's the riots like? Going on. But we won't talk about that.
Why not? Oh, okay.
No, we won't talk about that.
Anyway, so yeah, so the one of the best beers we had this week was How to Train Your Nelson.
Yeah, that one's really good. The Kiwis Drinking Kiwis is really good too.
Kiwis Drinking Kiwis.
Eating
Kiwis. It's Eating Kiwis.
Oh, sorry, Eating Kiwis. It's a kiwi flavored NIPA with New Zealand hops. And it's actually really good. It's not overly fruity. I think you guys will enjoy it.
It actually didn't taste. So basically, one of my favorite beers is fruited IPAs, and this one is pretty delicious.
So we're gonna wrap it up, but we've also been enjoying some nice beers from Mark Ratty.
Yep. Cheers out to Mark.
Yeah. Cheers out to Mark. And we've been having fun.
Wow.
So, yeah. And we want you to keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
International, get it.
I've got my Friends of Colin and Janine sticker over here.
Oh, I want one.
I think I gave you. Got one.
Then I lost it. Can I have one?
Maybe. If you ever get to come over here again.
Yay.
Yay. Thanks, Colin and Janine. Colin and Janine are enjoying the phase two.
Nice to hear from them.
Enjoying phase two of getting back to going out to
open,
have beers.
Open.
I'm not ready for that. I think I could go. No. I think I could go and like if Zax or maybe Pine and Palm and Tioga the patio. I think I could maybe do sitting on a patio table outside.
You're gonna have personal
like,
beer garden for the rest
like
of the
that's
summer.
Fairly safe. Like, if I'm going to go to the brewery anyway, which I've been doing, pick up beer.
Yeah.
I'm already putting myself out there to be at the establishment. Then I think going over and sitting at a outdoor table away from other people that aren't my group seems like I'm being all right. I'm not ready.
Business as usual.
Right. I'm not ready to be in an enclosed area sharing the same air, sharing the same recycled air as everyone. I'm just I'm not there yet. And it's going to be a while for me on that, I think. But I think
there will be zero aroma stealing.
But patio with distance, I think I'm getting there. I'm getting close. Have you guys ventured to a restaurant at all?
No.
Brewery. No.
Nothing indoors, only takeout still.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I went and got takeout tonight and saw a restaurant open for the first time in months was the China Bistro here in Bullard and West. And ooh, they had people in there eating. They had tables X'd off of like, you can't sit here, sit here. And there was a group sitting on one side and there was a group sitting on the other side. And that's what was inside the restaurant. And that was the first time I've seen somebody inside a place sitting down for 3 months. I was like, whoa, man, it's trippy.
That's so weird.
And they're all old people, too. I'm just like, you guys, come on, man.
They're like, it's in the line for us. We don't give a shit.
Yeah, they're like,
this is over.
My life here. I want to die. I'll die, buddy.
That's right. I ain't going to die at home. I'll die in a restaurant.
Here lies Zeke. He died eating just like he wanted.
Died in a restaurant. That's right. It was a Monday at
4:30. I'm going to die in this Eureka burger. I'm going to die eating nachos, damn it.
How did he go? Nachos got him.
Nachos got him. Finally got him. Ooh, we've got our traditional email here, guys. We like emails, ooh, too. You don't have to get your voice on there.
No.
Hey, guys. Love your show. My question for you is, if I pick up a beer pack from my local store and it happens to be in their cold case, is it okay, assuming it's not an IPA, to let it warm to room temperature when I get home? Maybe if this is a beer I don't plan to drink all 4 or 6 very soon, I might want to save room in the fridge or something else, you know. Will this hurt the beer? Also, is there anything other than an IPA that you'd prefer to always keep cold? Thanks, guys. Ooh. Brian in Iowa. Thank you, Brian. I like this. So he's basically saying, like, would you store outside, you know, forget about IPAs. Obviously, you weren't going to keep this cold. But yeah. Is there a beer you'd store, you don't mind storing outside of the fridge?
Yeah, most of the stouts I pick up and bring home, if I buy two of the, like, 2 4-packs or 2 6-packs, mm-hmm, I'll leave one, you know, I don't have all the room in the world, so I'll put one in the fridge for now, and I'll put one, you know, in the spare room, unrefrigerated for a week or so, and then I'll slowly cycle them into the fridge as I drink the cold ones. So yeah, stouts.
Yeah, so you're okay with, you're not like, I gotta get this in the fridge, honey. Get your shit out of the fridge. I gotta get this stout in there.
Yep. I'll take them and I'll leave them on the floor in the room. Let them get room temperature.
Room temp.
It's fine.
But you'll make sure they're staying room temp. You're just not like, yeah, put it in the backyard.
No.
I'll get to it when I get to it.
The boxers will have it drinking beer in no time.
Oh, yeah. Boxers will figure out how to open a bottle.
Yeah.
We got this.
Don't worry.
You'll be like, yeah, put them with the boxers.
What are they, go ahead.
They're dogs.
Put it right there.
They're dogs. What are they going to do? Yeah. Come back in 20 minutes. They'll all be open.
Mm-hmm. Dogs are passed out drunk. Hey, the hell was that?
By the way, you should have kept these cold.
Yeah. Much better cold.
Matt, are you hardcore about getting everything in the fridge, or will you let stuff store outside the fridge?
Nope. If you let temperature and light affects beer. So if you store it warm, you just degrade it no matter what kind of beer it is.
No matter what the style, you're hurting it.
I mean, do what you want. It's everybody to their own. But, you know, we have beers that cannot be sold sometimes get held back. And if it's always kept cold or if it sits on a shelf, even a 65 degree warehouse, I can tell the difference between the two beers. Mm-hmm. Is it drinkable? Is it going to make you sick? You know, all those questions. Yes, it's drinkable. Water. Is it going to make you sick? No. But I can tell the difference from an IPA that sat a week or 5 days or 2 days on a warm shelf warmer shelf than a refrigeration than the other case. You know, if you have things like sours that have active yeast, I mean, sometimes those can be a little bit warmer than your typical refrigeration because they can continue to grow and evolve, but it just depends on your scenario. Long periods of time with warm temperature? No, I don't personally do that. But the biggest thing I always get is people come in, they want to buy warm beer because they want to transport it. And I'm like,
that's the old, I mean, I remember that. That was a thing that I had in my head early on, was just like, oh, you don't want to take cold beer and then transfer it. You want to start warm and then that'll be fine. But, but I mean, temperature changes do hurt it. If it's a cold beer and then you let it get warm, you're hurting it. But you're saying that, okay, if you took a warm or a room temperature beer, transported it, and a cold beer and transported it to where it got to room temperature,
mm-hmm.
isn't that cold beer more hurt?
No.
All right.
The damage that will happen has already happened in the warm beer sitting in the non-refrigerated aisle.
Okay. So at worst, that cold beer is just going to come down to that warm beer's level. At the worst thing that could happen.
I mean, it'll peak. I mean, there's probably more of a, you know, scientific study to be like, if the beer is above this temperature for this amount of time, it will skunk or whatever.
Right.
Somebody's probably done that, but if you have a cold, just think about it like if you're buying, you know, like cheese or meat products and stuff like that. There's no refrigeration.
Meat products.
As soon as you pull it from the cold case, it's something that you should keep refrigerated. There's a certain amount of time that you should get it to your house and get it back in the refrigerator or freezer or stuff like that. There's that grace period. If you treat beer that same way, it'll preserve its integrity just the same.
Right.
If you just, you know, but it's one thing to start with a cold product, let it get warm, and then get it cold again. That's the lesser of two evils. But if you're buying warm beer and then letting it stay warm, or you're buying warm beer that who knows how long it's been there, and then trying to chill it down and enjoy it, that's probably not a great representation of the product.
You're just coming home with your warm beer and somebody starts putting it in the fridge. You're like, hey, whoa. Don't do that. I'm storing that warm, buddy. Well, you probably should. No.
It's got to be warm.
It's just always be colding. ABC of.
ABC.
ABC is
always be colding.
Of beer. Always be colding.
That's right.
Well, thanks.
Life lesson.
Thanks for that, Brian. We always like the questions that we can talk about. And we continue on with the voicemail.
Totally perfect poetry, you be here. Guess what, homes?
Hey, back. Now there's a tree.
Last week, two phone calls only, homie? That's a world record, eh?
What I know, right?
All my peeps. I didn't call in because I was on vacation. And when I'm on vacation, man. I forget a lot, homie. And I was doing a lot
right,
of work around the house, painting the kitchen, putting new screens up in the house,
barbecuing,
fixing some stuff, put a radiator in the Suburban,
pork
did
butts.
My brakes, did a lot of crap, homie. When you're on vacation, you're really not. Sometimes I just wanted to go back to work. So, quick question, Matt, maybe you can answer this. I'm drinking Stage 1 IPA 818 Brewery. First beer bottled with their new osmosis system. I kind of understand the science behind osmosis, which is basically you can remove what you don't want and add what you want to the water before you brew. And I do taste a big difference in this beer. This beer tastes a lot different, homie. This beer is brighter, it's cleaner, it's more refreshing. The hops are popping out like crazy. So does Tioga do osmosis? And what do you think osmosis does? Is it just a hype thing, or is it because I'm buzzed? Also, what else? Mushrooms, homie. There's never enough mushrooms on anything you're eating.
I think he's talking about normal mushrooms.
After that, be gross. Safe. Wash your hands. Stay home after 6 p.m. Everybody matters. And that's it, homie. Be safe. I know there's the world has stood up against tyranny and racism and police brutality, and I'm all with them. But as a father and as a parent and as a husband, I have to go to work and pay my mortgage, but I support as I can, and that's about it, homie. I don't want to get too political. Just be safe, everybody. Chew your beer. Matt, I'm looking forward to your answers or questions or whatever, however you rebuttal. Chew your beer, and I'm buzzed, and I'm feeling good, eh? Ate guacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. So, osmosis, Matt, please expand on this.
Yes.
We treat our water. It is important to brewing beer.
End of discussion. And that's my TED Talk.
I mean, it's plain and simple. If you have hard-ass water and you're trying to brew a New England, it could very well just taste bitter as all hell just because the water is full of minerals. So so it's just one of those things. If you don't know your water source, you can have it tested. If you're not sure, there's additives to it, whether it's gypsum or, you know, anything that you would think.
Flossum and gypsum.
But
I've been telling people water is a huge deal. And some people are like, whatever, dude. I filter it the same way.
Yeah.
Same way modern times filters it.
Yeah.
Like, nah, dude.
The Brita.
Russian River starts off with like magic water. You got to start off with some good ass water, dude.
I mean, heck, if you're have the luxury of having your own well, I mean, you might be good, but
terrible.
Not everybody has that category or has that luxury.
Right? Wow. All right, Chew. I'm glad you had a good vacation. Hey, when you go on vacation, you even vacation from calling into podcasts. I mean, that's Chew your beer. He unplugs, man. He unplugs. He's on vacation.
It's going dark.
Oh, wait. Chew your beer's not done.
We're on the perfect porch. Chew your beer here with a quick shout out, homie. I figure everybody's doing podcasts and their own little shows on the perfect porch line.
What?
I'm going to do a shout out. I'll probably shout out a brewery, a community member, someone with great content out there. So my first shout out is going out to Tarantula Hill at 1000 Oaks, California, Ventura County Brewery. They just started canning their beers. I had a few this week, as a matter of fact. 1000 Oaks, Holmes, IPA, amazing IPA, kind of like a West Coast feel with a lot of hops and a lot of pines. Second, Paradise Falls Hazy IPA, amazing IPA. These are the hazy IPAs that I enjoy. Not the sweet, not the lactose, but the bitter. The bitterness, the pininess, those type of hazy IPAs, anytime, any day, I will always purchase that. That's a shout out for them. Also, Tarantula Hill created a candy IPA, candy hazy IPA. Amazing freaking IPA. It does have lactose, even though I said I don't like it. This beer is different. It's the semi-sweetness up front, and at the end, that goes away because of the pininess and the bitterness of the beer. It gets rid of that, and it gives you that peppery feel at the back that makes you want to sip more, and it's very dry. Delicious, delicious beer. Tarantula Hill, 1000 Oaks, you get a shout-out from Chew Your Beer. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing amazing beers. Next thing I'm going to try is your stout. Let's go from there. All right, Holmes, chew your beer. These are my shout outs, homie. Peace out, eh?
Peace out. It's the shout out show. Hey, I like that. Shout out show. It's just 3 minutes of chew your beer, shouting out stuff. I'll listen to that. I'm ready for that.
Shout it out.
I'm ready for more of those shows. Let's start. Let's get chew your beer. Once you're a podcaster, man, here's what you got to do. First thing you got to do, get yourself a notebook. I prefer, I prefer Moleskine. Sorry. I started out with a, you know, a $3 Mead notebook, but now I'm up there. I'm highfalutin. I walk around with the Moleskine. I'm like, yeah, it's a Moleskine. I am looking to get I put it on my wish list. Amazon, the Lynchicum. I'm not sure how you say it. You seen that notebook? The Lynchicum? Lynchicum?
Lynchicum?
Yeah. I haven't got one of those yet. No, it's a high end notebook like a Moleskine. I never got them before because I'm a brand guy. I stick with a brand, so I'm like, oh, I'm all Moleskine, dude. Field notes for my pocket, Moleskine for the big notebook. That's me. That's all I do.
That's how I roll.
But I'm going to try this Lynchicum. So you get, you know, what I'm saying is, you're going to be a podcaster. You got to have a notebook. Start writing your ideas down, Chew. Start writing your shout outs and get ready.
In the notebook.
I'm ready for Chew shout outs with Chew Your Beer. It's another new show here on the Perfect Pour. And we've got to one more voicemail this week. It's from
Beer Money.
Yes, another podcast.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, the Scotty91. And I know it's been a while. I'm sorry, I know, guys.
Dude. Yeah, what's up?
I didn't go through these patches where I call in for a bunch of weeks, then I take a bunch of weeks off. We'll get to the most important thing. And I've got a Drake's Brewing beer. I believe somebody in the Zoom chat was telling me that Drake's is now brewing out of Two Road. And I could be completely wrong about this. My memory when drinking is not always the best, but I've got a Drake's Brewing beer from California right here.
How did you do that?
The Best Coast IPA.
California.
It's one of three Drake's beers that I picked up this past week at local liquor store. They had a bunch of Drake's beers, so I dumped three of them in my mixed six pack. So the Best Coast IPA. I don't know about this, but it's a good IPA. It's definitely West Coasty. It's got a nice hot bite to it. It's not a New England, but it's really good. I mean, I was like, I had another Drake's beer already.
What?
It was their hazy IPA, Hop Apocalypse. That one was really good. I was enjoying that one. Big thing.
Yeah, I can get that 7-Eleven, dude.
Since I've last called you guys, is I've been to some breweries to drink.
What?
Oh man, did I miss this? I've been to three breweries since we've reopened in our phase one. It's been really smooth, I have to say. You walk in with your mask on, you get seated at your table, then you can take your mask off. They come serve you beer. There's no going up to the bars. You have to sit outside. The breweries I've been to did not require us to get food. One of them we did get food. Two other ones we didn't. So I don't know the exact regulations Connecticut's forcing breweries to follow. But yeah, otherwise, been chilling with a bunch of cool beers. Just had a Cosmic Handshake by 6 Point earlier today, a sour IPA, which is really good, more sour than IPA. So I've been getting a bunch of the Untapped podcast beers to level up that badge recently. And I've been knocking out a bunch of foreign beers. I had a couple from Canada. I think I hit a couple French beers.
Them foreign cannons.
I had a Budweiser, but by the brewery that originally
the European Budweiser
in the Czech Republic.
Yeah,
so that was interesting.
That's good.
It was a Czech Pilsner. better than real Budweiser, I have to say. But just going to wrap things up now. I think about hitting the 3-minute mark.
You're a podcast. You can do that.
Out for is I'm hoping to get a delivery of some Trillium beer from Massachusetts on Monday. So I'm looking out for that. And just looking out for any new beers. Still trying to keep my unique beer totals up for the year. As of right now, I'm up to 453 new beers for the year. Ooh. I am sadly lacking behind with this. But yeah, it is what it is. And hopefully things will start opening up more throughout the summer into the fall. And stuff will stay good. I mean, this is what we can all just hope for. So just trying to throw some positivity out there and hope things get better. Cheers to everybody in the Zoom chats on Fridays. They've been so much fun. And yeah, as always, guys, keep up the good work. And since we're back at breweries, that's the bomb of the keg, because the Scotty 91 drank it.
Oh, you can blow kegs again. Look at that, people. You can
kegs.
Pop a keg again.
Yeah.
Get on the untapped board. Yeah, it was pretty sad.
That's right.
Thank you, Scotty 91. I love that's one of my favorite podcasts right there, man. It was pretty sad. When I was in the Tagaskoya last time, they had the check-in feature turned off. Some guy at Tagaskoya.
Oh.
Yeah, you couldn't even see. It was just off. The board didn't display who was checking in the beers. That was pretty much.
Saying you would have swept the board if it was on.
Right. It's pretty much the low point of this whole COVID thing was that Tioga had the check-ins turned off on their untapped board. Matt's gonna refuse.
No comment.
No comment from Matt.
Maybe it wasn't intentional. I don't know.
He's like, wait, what? We have that?
It's not something I edited, so.
It's pretty important, dude. I mean, obviously, this is what we've been waiting for.
We need to check it.
To come back. We want America to come back, right? We got to have those.
All I'm going to say is the Scotty will greatly appreciate July's Art Hop release.
Oh. What do you, can you give us a preview of that?
All I can say is he'll greatly appreciate
it. Is it going to be a New York Rangers themed beer?
Nope.
All right. Well, I can see how he can appreciate it, but is it going to be a Scotty B themed beer? Where the hell is the, I'm looking at you, Zax. I'm looking at you, House of Pendragon. I'm looking at you, Tagaskoa. I'm looking at you, Pine and Palm. Where is the, hey guys, beer? When is somebody going to make, hey guys? Hello? Jesus. What do I have to do everything? Am I going to have to start a brewery?
Yeah, go for it. Do it.
It sounds fun. Hey, looking out for, huh? You looking out for beers? Matt, you're prepared? I'm going to throw you a little curveball, a little change up.
Wow.
You looking out for beers?
Still looking out for North Park. It's at Moreau Shell.
Yep, it was there.
Go down there and get it.
It was there. I saw it. I saw the North Park beers. They're on the high price range.
Uh-oh.
I had like them. They're one 15? Of the beers I was like contemplating. I'm like, yep, North Park. Oh, I gotta get these North Park beer in Fresno. Gotta get these.
Yeah.
And I saw another beer. I'll talk about in the Bangkok.
Sidetracked.
Yeah, I got sidetracked.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, there was too many shiny objects, and North Park was definitely one of those shiny objects. But yeah, so you get your hazmat suit on and go into Morrochelle and get those.
Yeah, get it.
That's all you're still looking out for, Matt?
That's it.
All right. Nick, are you looking out for beers?
Yeah, I didn't know Moonraker does
Moonraker. Stout beers.
Moonraker?
They have stouts? No, they don't.
Yeah, I know.
That's no, crazy. You saw something else.
Foam Walker Imperial Coffee Nitro Stout with Sea Salt.
Okay.
It's Nitro Dust, bro.
Nitro Dust, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. Imperial Coffee Nitro with Sea Salt. What? Why?
You like that sea salt? Does that sea salt do anything?
I just might like it.
Do you like?
I've never had it in anything other than that caramel beer New Belgium did.
Oh, yep, yep.
Yeah, salted caramel. So,
You see that sea salt, you're like, oh yeah, I might be into that.
Yeah, is it bitter? It's bitter. I might cave and give into this Tioga Sequoia summer vibes, just because of the Nelson and Mosaic content.
Mm. But it's a pilsner, right? It's a pilsner.
Pils, yep. Lager, summer vibes pils.
Lager pilsner, whatever you want to call it.
Mm. It says hoppy pils on the label.
That's good day drinking. That's good day drinking.
Yeah, I might get behind that this summer.
Break your head down. I suggest you get way behind it. Lager. Get way lager. Behind day drinking, guys. I mean, okay, here's a problem. Day drinking.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
Start at noon.
Guys, let's gather up. Day drinking. So,
okay.
The people that are scared about day drinking. I get it.
Don't start at noon.
I've had some really bad days, like seriously bad days from drinking, day drinking, starting too early. Okay? You're going to go through some trials. Your first few times day drinking in the craft beer world. I'm not talking about in your 20s when you're freaking at a tailgating at a football game and pounding Michelob Ultras. That's a whole different thing.
Ultras.
I'm talking about bro. Day drinking with real beer. Now, you're going to have some problems. There's going to be some fights, some passing out. Things are going to happen.
Yeah.
You've got to go through
some
that.
Some running out.
You've got to go through that. You're going to have to go through that. Once you get on the other side of that, then you're going to failure. You've got to fail at things to become good at them. So eventually you're going to figure out like how to really day drink. And you do that by
this is a learned process.
Yeah, you start at the right time, you choose the right ABV, you choose the right food, you choose the right hydration, and you can have a great day of day drinking and no drama happens at the end of it. But you're gonna have to have a few nights of drama, of like passing out at 6 p.m., of like getting into a fight that you don't remember the next day, of like jumping in the pool naked. That might happen. Things are gonna happen.
Oops. And the Snapchat was on.
Right, like oops, my Snapchat's on accidentally. Yeah. By the way, good luck to anyone that follows me on Snapchat. It's pool night.
It's pool.
It's
season.
Night swimming season, guys.
Oh man.
Oh boy. You might want to just stay away from my feed because all I do on Snapchat is post pictures of beers I'm drinking and then post pictures of me in the pool. This is all. That is my Snapchat feed. Trench Run 22. You want to get another? So yeah, day drinking, man. If you want to come, if you need day drinking tips, I'm here for you. All right. Just saying. Yeah. And it's time for this. Well, shit.
I love gold.
I'm bringing I Love Gold back. It's been gone for a little bit.
Yeah.
This one is Colin and Janine were talking about earlier. They sent us some beers, and I'm picking out the one they sent me. Kiwi Eating Kiwis. New England style IPA with kiwi. Now, I'm not a kiwi fan per se, but I'm definitely ready to drink this. Four Noses Brewing, one of the Denver area's finest. Sorry, guys. If you guys want your beers, they're here. I might run them by you. I might run them by your house. I think I want to go to, I want to see Matt's house. I want to see Matt's new house. I got the excuse of having these beers to bring him.
It's a house.
Classic Matt response. Hey, how's that house going? It's a house. All right, yeah, cool.
Four walls, roof. It's fine.
Yeah, I got a roof. Got me a roof. Got some walls.
With the roof.
Yeah. Bathroom door. Got it's got all
no
kinds
bathroom,
of stuff.
But we got the door.
So they took out the toilet, which is fine. There's a hole. There's a hole.
Yeah, hole's still there.
Yeah, like what? When you think about it, the whole flushing mechanism is a whole. That's just you don't need
it's
all that.
It's just a conundrum.
Yeah, that's right. You just want the hole. Just take the
we're craft beer drinkers and there's no women ever coming
whole,
over
take
here.
The whole thing off. I recently had my first experience of removing a toilet as my daughter got one of her art paintbrushes stuck to, I don't know. Don't
oh no.
I can't explain how, but she dropped one of her paintbrushes in there and so it went down in there and it would not leave and it blocked everything else that was trying to get through the toilet.
Yeah.
And the
slow flush.
I did everything humanly possible to get it out of there, and it would not work. So I finally had to actually remove the toilet and bring it out to the yard and flushed it out there, and I got it out. It worked, and I put it back.
Full of poo water.
And all there is... And all there is a hole there. When you take the toilet off, there's just a hole. Guys, yeah. I'm here to tell you that. There's just a hole. It's nothing special.
It's where you put the recyclables.
Yeah, this is great. Doing a great podcast here.
Hole Talk. Welcome to Hole Talk.
Hi. I like this week's show. They talked about a toilet hole. What? What are you listening to? Talk about a toilet hole, honey. Mikey is.
The perfect poo.
He's really smart. Talks about toilet holes.
Found his hole.
He discovered his hole. Louis here. He's cool. He's doing good.
Oh, good.
He's sleeping. He's having a little nap. Waiting for crackers, just so you know. Bow. Hey, untap snap. I have a couple of work friends that are, they're into beer as well. You know, they're a little newer to it, but they're getting deeper and deeper into it. And there's the tap house in Madera. It's been going off. Everyone's back opening back up again. Madera, the tap house, they're not worried about social distancing or whatever because they serve food. So I guess if you serve food, there's no rules apparently anymore. Place is packed out. According to them, the place is just packed all the time now. And they're just enjoying being in Madera and just drinking all the beers in public. Anyway, I was telling them about Untappd, and they didn't even gotten on Untappd yet. So I think I've suckered them into. To getting into Untappd. And to Matt, you're on there, Bearded Brewer 87.
Mm-hmm.
Please be his friend. What were you drinking this week? any repairs, new house repairs beers?
Not really. most of the beer drinking was either not at the house or not during repairs.
Oh, you got to drink during repairs, dude. If you want to be a real homeowner, come on.
It was pretty low key. General Sherman, Black Butte Porter.
Oh.
Summer Vibes, which I previously mentioned. And Buddy John came over. We had a barrel-aged Catacomb that he had still sitting in the fridge.
Wow. How old was that?
5 years.
Dang. Special.
It's kind of really standing out in the memory. I can't really... there wasn't a lot of new beers this week.
All right. Well, I guess I should look at mine then. It's... you can search Mikey Topor or Dorktown as my actual official Untappd name. What did I drink? This is why I like it. So here's what I want to talk about. What thing that I bought at Maroa Shell that took me away from the beers like the North Park Bear was Alesmith Hazy 394. The Tony Gwynn beer. Yeah, I'm like,
yeah, but the haze version.
Yeah. So I've been wanting looking out for that beer. So I'm like, all right, I gotta get this. Like I was spending 10 minutes in that cooler just like I couldn't decide on anything because there was just too many options. I couldn't decide one. I'm like, this is I've been looking out for this beer. How could I not? I need pails. I like 12 ounces. I like having that option of having 12 ounces there as an option. I'm getting this. Dude, it's old. It's old beer. I thought this was a new release.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How old?
Well, I don't know. It tastes as old as shit. There's no date on there. There's no date. And that's I don't know if Maroa Shell or I'm not accusing Maroa Shell of anything. Or if this Alesmith just doesn't put their date on it, but there wasn't a date on it. There was some ink on the bottom. Like dots. Smudgies. No, I didn't see any smudges. I couldn't see any evidence of it being wiped away. But there was also like some dots, but there wasn't any dates. So I'm like, oh, this is new beer, right? I'm sure it's fine. But then I got home and it's just like every beer has been tasting old as hell. It's like old IPA, hashtag team old IPA. So I don't know. I got stuck with a 6-pack of old beer, I guess, or just that's how it tastes. No. I don't know. And Almanac Brewing, it's a Love Hazy IPA. And for it's LGBT month, and they have it all in the rainbow coloring. So usually it's just like all green, but it has the rainbow, and it makes it fun. And that's always a good beer. And the Modern Times Orderville. Is that from the... Yeah, that was since the last show, I think. Had that beer. Yeah. You know, that's classic.
Buyout or non-buyout?
Modern Times? Non-buyout.
Buyout.
Buyout beer. And so, Nick, the Nick 80, what were you drinking this week?
Yes. Oh, man, had some... Oops, that's not Untappd. This is Untappd. Ocularity by Bottle Logic Brewing. Double IPA from them.
Where'd you get that?
CBS from Founders. Ocularity was out of the barrel.
Okay.
Out of the barrel. Apparently, I went early.
I'm out of the barrel.
And they said, oh, our shipment's not coming in until 4 o'clock. So they only had like 2 beers on the shelf.
Oh, were they flying it in?
Yeah, I said 4 o'clock. We're getting the shelves filled up.
Because they have some guy in a plane that flies in beer. Some guy in a Cessna.
Yeah. Puts a little parachute on the shipment and drops it down. Cessna noise.
That's a Cessna.
Had that. Had a CBS from Founders at the brother's new place last weekend. And General Sherman and a Drake's Porter. Oh, and another Central Coast Monterey Street Pale.
Yeah. Good for you.
That was, yeah, it was good for me.
Drake's Porter. Where'd you get that Drake's Porter?
I think Rochelle had those.
You're like, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Our buddies over there at the Drake's. We have many friends at Drake's. Drake's Ring, Gray Brewery. All right.
The best.
Ben the Cat, the drinking. What else? What's else going on? You guys are going to open up a new beer? Jeez, man. It's
Dunzo.
Jeez.
Cheese and rice. Cheese.
Matt, do you have cheers this week?
I cheers all the different restaurants and tap rooms and everybody that are opening back up. I wish you all the best.
Good luck to you and have your fun. You have Tioga is the same as it's been recently. You guys are nobody sitting down, still takeout style.
Yep.
Do you know of a timetable for that changing or?
The official statement is we're waiting for phase three, and with everything that we know, we just feel that that's coming up.
Okay.
In the next week or two.
Is that the governor has to say phase three or the mayor says phase three?
Well, the governor would elect our county to be phase three. The
governor will say, Fresno County, phase three. And then you can like, we're on.
Mm-hmm. You're on.
So know that once Governor Newsom says phase three, you can go back to Tioga and go hang out and start playing. Can I start playing Connect Four? Will you wipe down the Connect Four, the giant Connect
Four? Every time.
No, it'll just be a bar.
Damn it. Mm. Well, forget it. Now I gotta tell my kid, no, you can't play that, honey. It's not wiped down.
Phase three is still gonna be very restrictive. It's not meant to be an entertainment space. It just means that you can drink beer without food.
There will be very specific wordage about giant Connect Fours. There will be no giant Connect Fours during phase three. Okay? I know a lot of you people have been waiting to play giant Connect Four during this whole crisis. But no.
Unable to make their own.
I've got some Etsy sites you want to check out that have giant Connect Fours.
Well, how are you going to have the personal beer garden without Connect Four?
This is true. If you show up, somebody's like, hey, man, check out I got a personal beer garden going. You got to come over and check it out. All right, sounds cool. You show up and you're like, all right, yeah. He's like, yeah, here's my table. Here's my board. All right, that's cool. Where's your giant Connect Four? What? Your giant Connect Four. I thought you said you have a beer garden here. I do. I don't see a giant Connect Four, Brian. I'm going home. Tell my wife all about your
draw.
Piece of shit personal beer garden. That's your giant Connect Four. All right. Matt's cheers. That was good. And Nick, do you have anything I can step on, Nick?
Oh, man. Sadly, I don't.
Ah, damn it.
No new followers this week. No new untappers.
Give me something. Jeez.
To step on?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
It's already not going to work because you're not going to be heartfelt about it.
Session beers suck and they shouldn't come back this summer.
Oh, my God. Are you saying you're not going to have a session beer?
Yep, I'm gonna double IPA all the way through, man.
Wait.
Dip a summer.
I thought I was the day drinking expert. I think you are the day drinking expert because you go big during the day.
I go light. We start with a nice stout. You know, get into some doubles for lunch. Come back, maybe a barley wine for dinner.
Oh, come back. So you take the afternoon off then?
Successful day drinking.
And you have a beer at lunch.
Yeah,
and
I think then I take breaks.
You're done. You're done until dinner. You're like, yeah, I'm good until dinner.
Yeah.
Do you take a
little? Yeah, maybe go to like two or three and then like cruise a nap.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, do you take a nap?
Come back for
what time? Yeah. What time's nap time?
Oh. Depends on when you finish your beer. Maybe 3 o'clock.
Three o'clock.
Like, because summertime, right? Peak heat. It starts hitting about three.
Sure.
So you crank the AC on and go inside.
Three to six is you just kind of shut it down and freeze up.
Come back out about six after, you know, have a snack, get ready for dinner. And then you have that patio evening.
Mm-hmm.
And you make it all
the way through to the day.
That's right.
You don't have a time. Can I ask your wife next time? Like, can you give me a Nick story of a day drinking story where he didn't make it to dinner? Is there a story out there where he just like didn't make it to dinner and you're just like gone, done?
No, but we'll get you one this summer.
All right, good. Looking forward to that.
My new mission is, can I make it all the way through?
Matt and I are going to team up and we're going to like, let's get Nick, let's get him to have some bad day drinking story. We can do it.
Yeah. Let's do it on 805 day since we don't have anything to do on that day anymore.
No, we're going to change that day. That's going to be
changing that.
Yep. 805 day is going to be a completely... Something completely opposite of 805 day.
August 5th is just now day drinking day.
Yep. And if you have an 805 day, then we don't want to know anything about you. Cheers to our golden gods, obviously. They're so cool. Patreon.com/perfectpour if you want to check that out. We've got a Patreon page like all creatives should that don't get paid otherwise. Thanks to all the golden gods. They give us the money every month. We really appreciate it. Keeps everything so we don't have to pay for all the expenses of having a podcast. It's all covered because of the golden gods, man. Thank you guys so much. And if you want to become a golden god, you get to have a little bit extra stuff going on. So check out the Patreon page. Cheers. I have a different cheers for you. Cheers to Orlando Bloom. Actor Orlando Bloom from...
knocking up Katy Perry or what?
Because Katy Perry shared a story of like... She's talking about living with Orlando. And Orlando has converted. They had a TV room, I guess. You know, just you know, this, okay. But he converted this room into a Lego room, and so all he does is build Lego things all day in this room.
Oh, shit.
So this room is dedicated to Lego builds. So Orlando,
does he have the like the chutes with different color blocks in each one?
He probably has all of them, and so he. This is according to Katie. He says that he drinks whiskey and builds Legos for hours at night. This is what he does at night. Is
this your new life goal? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I would replace it with beer. I mean, I'm not a Lego builder.
Obviously,
building is beyond me. My daughter's decent at it. We watched that show on Fox. There was a Lego. Fuck, what the hell is the name of it? We watched the whole damn thing all the way through. But it's it's a like really good Lego builders competition. But so I just like the idea of that. That's me. Orlando, it wouldn't be Lego. You would replace it. For me, you would replace it with something else. It would be like blogging or looking at baseball cards or whatever. And then with craft beer. But he's doing it with whiskey and making Lego builds. So, like, he's living the life. He's an actor. He's made plenty of money. He's with Katy Perry, one of the most beautiful women, talented women in the world. And he's just hanging out at night, drinking whiskey, making Lego. building blocks, man.
Lego creations.
Making he's blocks. Block rocking. He's figured it out. He figured out life. So cheers to Orlando Bloom for doing that, dude.
Wow. That is a unique one.
Also cheers to all the culture I've been trying to soak up this week. So some people that you should really be following out there in the social media. So just put an at to all these names. Dope and Dank, Crowns and Hops, Rhythm Brewing Company, White Lion Brew, Black Beer Travelers. All these are some just to start following and just be. And so you can do rad stuff, man. I don't know. I'm not. I'm the most awkward person in the world. Listen to me.
Okay.
So just cheers to everyone that shares the show and talks about the show. It's like the best way we can keep going and building any kind of audience at all is because you, listener, talks about the show and participates in the show with us. We really appreciate that. And if you have any things you want to talk about with us, Perfect Pour Pod on all social medias, we're there. You can DM us and you can email us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com and all those things. And we'll just be here every week on the Friday, hanging out with you, having some fun. And don't forget, if you're a listener of the show, you can get in on that Zoom Friday nights. Jazz usually opens it up on Untappd, J-A-Z. Wait. I should not have done that. It's Jazz. What's Jazz's name on Untappd, guys?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
I knew this was going to happen. Damn it.
Yeah? This is where you went?
Find Jazz on Untappd.
Why are friends hidden?
All you have... Jazz but PDX? Basically,
Mr. Jazz.
Mr. Jazz. There you go. So you can DM him on Untappd. Untappd has direct messages, by the way.
Yeah.
And get Sam's the photos. Get the secret codes to get in on that Friday night Zoom. And also, if you're just like, I that's too much, I can't handle it. Just direct message us on one of our social medias, and we'll give you the info, because we get that info. Yeah, we're pretty special.
Yeah, we'll gather it for you.
Yeah, we're pretty cool. So if you want to get in on those, I've missed the past couple weeks. Friday nights are always sort of volatile for me, but I very much plan on being in on at some point. It starts at 5 Pacific, and then usually goes to around 10-ish Pacific. Okay. So you can just sort of go in and out. So that's just an extra, a little bit extra Perfect Pour.
You good all you got.
So thank you for listening to the show. Really appreciate you, and be safe out there.
Huh?
But have fun.
Uh oh.
And make sure, even if they don't have dates, if they don't have dates, check the dates, and if there isn't a date, put it back.
Write your own.